You know, first of all, really thanks the world. Thanks the world for what they did. Global solidarity. What happened never happened before. You have to remember people were dying. People were in different parts of my continent, particularly the hospital were full of people dying. Today is a different world. We move from despair to hope. We were not even people having access to treatment. Today we're talking about 17 million people on treatment in the world. And just 5 years back, when we were here, we were pushing for 15 million people on treatment. People were saying that we were completely a dreamer, that it will never happen. First, we reached the 15 million before 2015, and we have been able to even exceed that and reach 17 million. So I think success story also demonstrating that we stop the transmission from mother to child. Cuba announced already that they don't have babies born. Tomorrow you will have certainly Thailand, Belarus, and other countries, Armenia, and probably soon South Africa, Namibia will join Cuba. And that is so beautiful to say we have a new generation born without HIV/AIDS. But it's not enough. We have 20 million people waiting, not having access to treatment. We have 19 million people not knowing their status. And we know that we are excluding many people who are not having access to services because they are criminalized, because they are hiding themselves, they are going underground, because they are drug user, or because they are sex worker, or because they are man having sex with man. We cannot afford, I said, us as a United Nation, to have a two citizen type of approach when we're talking about health of people. Anyone need to have access to life-saving medicine.
With all the challenges you're still facing till now, what will your main message be, or your main call to participants from all over the world in these high-level meetings?
I think my message will be we're winning. Please, you need to seize the next 5 years. It is an opportunity. If we miss those next 5 years, we'll have a rebound in this epidemic. We'll have a resistance. And if we don't pay now, we'll pay forever.
You just appointed Kenneth Cole as an international goodwill ambassador for UNAIDS. First, how important is it to have to include high-profile personalities in your efforts?
I think it's not just a high-profile personality. I think when I am trying to look for people, when we're talking about fighting this epidemic, I'm looking first about passion and compassion. I'm trying to make sure if this person has heart and if this person is trying to connect with a larger group of people who are out there without voice. That is the first criteria. It could be someone in a community level, or it could be a Kenneth Cole. In this case, I'm so happy that he's a Kenneth, because Kenneth is a people person. Kenneth was fighting always for making sure that we break the bound of those stigma, discrimination, exclusion, prejudice. And he was also pushing for cure. And I am sure with his connection, with all the people he has been exposed to, he can really help us to expand our advocacy and produce a result for us.
Are there specific projects you will be working on, or are there any projects you'll be, planning?
I think a functional cure is very important because we want to really end this epidemic. And if we want to end the epidemic, we need vaccine or we need a cure. And of course, his passion is to make sure that we have a cure, functional cure. So if we connect our different networks and we build the bridges between our networks, we can be very strong out there for calling for functional cure.